If you want a better understanding of why Congress seems increasingly gridlocked, you may find some answers in how some of the individuals became members of Congress, where their loyalties are, and why they're unwilling to compromise to get legislation passed. Joining us live this morning is Jim Vandehei, executive editor of Politico. And Jim, your column Behind the Curtain does just that, takes a look at why some of these newest members of Congress really have no loyalty to John Boehner and the Republican leadership.
Yeah, I think most people blame that on redistricting. They think that's why we have such a polarized mess in Washington. And I think they're overlooking a bigger factor, which is groups like the Club for Growth and other conservative groups now get involved in the primary process. They find seats that are definitely going to be won by Republicans, and they put all of this money on the most conservative of the conservative bunch running for the Republican nomination, and they usually win. In this case, we look at Tom Cotton, who's from the 4th District of Arkansas, and he got an envelope full of $300,000 in checks from the Club for Growth. He didn't even really know what the Club for Growth was, and it helped him win his primary and then win his election. So now in Washington, he doesn't care what John Boehner or the leadership has to say. He does care what the Club for Growth has to say, and the Club for Growth is way more conservative, way more dogmatic than the Republican leadership in the House.
You know, as a voter, it makes me feel impotent, however, when you think that your vote seems to have so less impact today, so much less impact today than it did in the past, with all this money being spent by others as they put their money together and have this muscle.
Well, it depends whose vote. I mean, in these districts that have been carved up through redistricting, where you get these very conservative members from the South, which is much more conservative than the rest of the country, all these members are doing is coming to Washington and following through on the promises they're making at home. I talked to Tom Cotton, Representative Cotton. He says, listen, I'm willing to default during the debt debate if that's what it takes to get smaller government. There's no way, he said, will he ever vote for any new gun control. He said he's getting flooded with calls to his office on that shooting in Connecticut. He said 9-1 they're running against any new gun law. So he's like, there's no way he's voting for any new gun laws. And when it comes to immigration, he's like, I'm not granting a pathway to citizenship for illegal immigrants. I don't care if that's what Republican leaders think we need to do for the broader party. That's not what my constituents want. And Tom Cotton, people could say, oh my gosh, he's a radical from the South. That is the Republican Conference. He's mainstream in the Republican Conference. Way more people think like him than think like John Boehner.
And as you point out, that is not only bad news for people who believe in compromise, but bad news for the Republicans who want to reposition the party ahead of the next presidential election.
Right. There's this fascinating fight inside the Republican Party about how do we change with the changing demographics. Obviously, there's going to be a lot more Hispanics in the country, a far greater number of Asian Americans in the country, fewer white males in the country. So they want to change the party. So if you're looking at the high level, the people who want to run for president and who are thinking about the brand, the Karl Rove, the Eddie Gillespie's of the world, who are thinking about the Republican brand, they want to change. These House members don't want to change. They want to shrink government. They want to reduce the size and the reach of government. And to them, that's their only mission in Washington. It's not to help Republicans reposition to placate some change in demographics.
Good stuff. Jim Vandehei of Politico, thanks for being with us.